of whatever you're focused upon, and you'll actually find yourself translating this experience that you're having through the personality of them. In other words, Esther began hearing all kinds of phrases that Esther rarely spoke, that her father often spoke, began coming out of Esther's mouth. Sure. And she said to Jerry, "My God, you're living with my father." Because for days and days and days, it was like almost everything that she saw. Yeah. And then she began to realize that he was relishing seeing life through her eyes. Yeah. It was a delicious vantage point. He was really enjoying the, and it was in the same way that we are having this lovely co-creative experience where non-physical is tuned in to this experience of conversation, and physical is tuned into this experience of conversation, and together we have more insightful, more satisfying experiences. That's what it's like for all of you when you open your experiences to the interaction with your dead friends and family. So much inspiration comes from that. In other words, you could not separate you from that realm even if you tried. But when you understand that there is no reason for separation and you're looking for joyful thoughts more of the time, we're not saying that you need to go to classes and figure out how to interact with dead people. We're saying, as you are looking for more and more downstream thoughts and you begin taking life less seriously and living it more joyfully, what begins to happen is the heavens open to you. Jerry and Esther were driving down a street in San Antonio years ago, and as they were driving, all of a sudden, Esther heard someone clearly say, "I'm dead." And she looked at Jerry and said, "What?" He said, "I didn't say anything." And Esther said, "Someone just said, I'm dead." And Esther's looking around, and they were passing a graveyard. Esther did not even realize it was a private graveyard, actually quite large. There were several headstones. And so then Esther said, "What is that?" And Jerry and Esther had been playing. They were tuned in, tapped in, turned on. They were having a wonderful time. And as they were floating in the vicinity, someone recently departed who wanted to interact with his family, who were so depressed he couldn't have a conversation. Yeah. Here comes Esther, wide open, tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Cool. No separation.
Yeah, when my dad went...
There's another one.
When my dad went, I could feel his joy. With my mom, it feels like I am her joy. That's
very good.
Really it.
Very good.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay, my first question came from what we just
said. He's going to get that right in there.
Okay.
Watch your teeth for just a moment.
All right. A friend of mine talks about a place called the Green Hill or something, and I think what he's talking about is it's a guided meditation that takes people to a certain place. So what I'm wondering is if people over the centuries go to the same sort of place in a guided meditation, does that place become more accessible to other
people? Yes, it
does.
Yes, it does. Let's talk about it in a physical perspective first, and then we'll go back to this, because sometimes, in fact, often, people want to travel to monuments or places where many people have traveled. There are many of them around your planet where people say that they feel a more intense energy. And we say, it's not just because so many people have traveled there looking for it and finding it, but it is because that place has been held as an object of attention. And like the black bear that our friend is talking about earlier, anything that is held as an object of attention begins to expand and begins to vibrate in a more pronounced way. Now, that doesn't mean that anything could get so much attention that it could vibrate so powerfully that it could begin to dominate on its own. It only means that law of attraction has coalesced enough energy around it that it is easier for those who get somewhere in the vibrational vicinity of it than to find it. Okay. It's sort of like a very loud drum beating is easier to hear than a very soft drum beating. Yeah. It is similar to that. So Yes, of course. If